Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. That is the reason why Jesus was so successful. Whatever God said, he did it. And you know, and you got to get past what people around you think. Because you got to get past that. Because when I first started in this spirit-filled life and talking in tongues and praying in the spirit, I was a timid person because I didn't have much information. And I can tell that we still have some more growing to do. Thank y'all, all of y'all, for praying on the prayer line. But anyway, y'all just coming on real good. We're going to come out of that. And that's the only way you do it. You have to do it. Pray. And some of us, we want to put the phone on mute. And I know there's maybe a few cases. And you ought to, if that's your problem, while I'm on this, might as well take care of it. If that's your problem, you need to be, before the day's over with, you need to go find your private place to pray where you won't be disturbed so you don't have that excuse. Your dog can survive an hour without you. Your cat can stay outside for an hour without you. Y'all ain't listening to me. Your child, you need to train him. I understand for a baby like she had there a while ago, you can't leave that one alone. You can't do that. But many times, Jarring back there and the others too, but mainly Jarring. I helped him in my arm many times praying in tongues. You know, he went to sleep most of the time. At noontime, he was right there in my arm. Sometimes I trained him. Sometimes he would, you know how a child, he'll talk because but I finally, but while they're praying, and not that, my point is, I'm encouraging you how to get out of stuff that's controlling you, these areas, because I am overcoming stuff myself. If you don't ever do anything about it, guess what? Nothing will ever be done. Hallelujah. First step, you got where you can come on. We got some. They hadn't got to that step yet. We're still reaching out to them. And we'll talk about that in another subject, the importance of being submitted to God and his will. But we're closing, I think, with this. Let us become God inside minded in everything we do. Be God inside minded. See things the way he sees them. Understand things the way he understands. What did he say? What did he say in his words? Hallelujah. He said, I pray that the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If he didn't want you to know what he know, he never would have put that in there for you to pray. Why he asked you to pray? Because that's how we receive, through prayer, through meditation. And he Paul was praying that they will have a hunger to seek God out, to get his knowledge. He said, in closing, he said, according as his divine power, this is 2 Peter 1 and 3, according as his divine power has given unto us what? All things that pertains unto life and godliness. According as his divine power has given us how many things?
All things.
According to his divine power given unto all things that pertain to life and godliness. Notice he said through the knowledge. Through what? The knowledge. I pray that the God our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And here he's saying, and that he had given us everything. He'd given us what? Everything. And we gain it, and we get to get in on it, and we get it through the knowledge. How do we get the knowledge? Receive his word. Get it in our heart. Your heart will receive the revelation of God, the revelation of the word of God. Your heart will receive that. And you gain that. And once you get the knowledge, you know what to do. James says, any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask to God. Ushers, y'all come on. I'm just stopping. That's all. Just stopping. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. I am God inside man. Listen to this while they're receiving the offering. I am God inside minded. Do you not know that your faith will never go beyond the knowledge of the word of God? You have of the word of God. You cannot believe God for things that you do not have knowledge of. You cannot. Why? You got to know it in order to believe or have faith for it. Hallelujah. Stand with me, everybody. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you that's viewing us by live streaming, we are glad you could join us. And it may be someone tonight ready to make that decision that will listen to us. Anybody in the sanctuary, you pray that prayer with us or agree, and because receiving Jesus, this is why we intercede and pray all the time. So all those things that will hinder you from receiving Jesus will be moved out of your way, because you don't want to. Trust me on this one. I'm telling you the absolute truth. You do not want to leave this earth without knowing Jesus. You don't want to do that. Because, and then God get accused of sending people to hell, but he doesn't. That's your choice. He told you how not to go there, and that's what I'm telling you now. Receive Jesus. How do you receive him? I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he lived a perfect life. I believe he died a sacrificial death. I believe that God raised him again from the dead. I believe that he's ascended and he has taken a seat at the right hand of God. And he said, if you believe that, receive that, and say it with your mouth, you'll say. Is that right?
Amen.
Jesus, I make you my Lord. And it's done. Then get in hot pursuit of his word. I said, then get in hot pursuit of his word. Tell him, say, Lord, give me everything. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Evidence of speaking in tongues. Hoot. Give me that precious gift. I want everything. You said you had everything I need. I'm coming after you, Lord. I'm coming to get everything you got for me. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we lift this offering up to you too. And we thank you that, and we do according. You told us in your word how to do in giving. You said, give and it shall be given. You said, sow and we shall reap. So we sow in faith because we believe you. We believe every word you said. And when we sow in faith, we thank you that we release our faith for a harvest to come. And harvest always more than the sowing. And you said you would multiply our seed. You even add seed to our sowing. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are so grateful that we don't want for anything. We have the greatest shepherd. And we tell everybody, we boldly proclaim him tonight. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Glory to God. So we thank you that all of our needs, they are supplied. And you told us to seek your kingdom, your way of doing things and being right about it. And you add to us. And we thank you that we're open to adding it, supplying and multiplying our lives with all of your goodness. that we come short or lacking in no area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.